I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brooke.
And you're here with us on A Teacher's It's a Crime
Podcast.
I'm not delayed no more. I'm good now, right?
You're good. Yeah.
Thank God.
We haven't recorded in a hot minute.
Praise him. Hey.
Hi, with my triple chins.
I don't think me and Brooke have recorded in like weeks. Brooke, stop.
I'm showing Ashley my triple chins.
So you showing everybody.
Oh.
You showing everyone. They can see us.
I'm just so big. It's like not even funny. And it's like, I don't even know. If I don't laugh, then I will cry. So I.
Okay, girl. Hee hee ha ha up then.
Yeah.
Hee hee ha ha up.
But by the time y'all hear this, I will be a whole mama. However,
she will be a whole mom to the present boy.
Yep. However, he is still inside my tummy right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. We're going to.
And your current number is?
I am 37 weeks.
Dang.
Uh-huh.
Dang.
Yep.
And as that you is. Heard, we were in Wyoming. So you heard what she was doing weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep. A few weeks ago. Yeah. Yeah. Not even that far. Yeah, gave my husband an anxiety attack, but we talked about that on our teacher chat. So if you didn't listen to that,
please
go back. Side hustle idea, which Ashley fully supports. If anybody wants me to make them an itinerary.
Oh, 100%. I was like,
let me know.
Because.
Oh, yeah. Let me put my little crusty dusties up there.
You know, I was telling my friend today, I was like, if I had prettier feet,
It doesn't matter. My aunt has the ugliest feet ever known to man, and she sells her feet pics and pays her rent.
Can you send her my info so she can give me some
tips? I will.
I need a side hustle.
She literally she'll like put them in sand. She'll prop them up with a sunset in the background. She'll put like in Mardi Gras, like season one year, she put beads all around her feet and like stepped in the beads. And her feet are rank. Like they are like hooves. I'm not even lying.
I definitely need a better side hustle because I'm a DoorDasher, y'all. I don't know if y'all know, but they call me DoorDash Ash.
Mm-hmm.
I've really been elevating my DoorDash experience. I started adding notes to my customer's bag, handwritten.
Yep.
Written with love. I'll be putting my Venmo on there. Okay? Yep. Like, look, I'm DoorDash. I literally write, I'm a teacher dashing for the summer to build her savings. Help me. I don't put help me, but you know. I put
I'm poor.
I'm like, any additional tip will help. I've gotten one so far. Mm-hmm. I've gotten
one. That's good.
Yeah. That's she good. Was like, keep up the great work. I was like, thanks, girl. But since then, you know, it's been real crickety. Real crickety. Unless you count my friend Joanne. I was just chilling the other day, living my life. I saw I had a notification from Zelle. My friend Joanne sent me money. And the note was, a tip for the best, something about DoorDashing, because I talked to her about it. So she just, but granted, I never DoorDashed to her. Like, that's my friend.
I was about to say, did you DoorDash to her house?
No, that's my friend. So she just sent me, because she knows that I've been DoorDashing. I've been literally been DoorDashing from sunup to sundown. Like, the past couple of weeks, since I've gotten back from Wyoming, I have not been having fun. I've been hustling. My car broke down, just had to get Stormy fixed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The girl has been going through it. But DoorDash, feet pics, let me know.
All the things.
Because it's just toes.
They don't have to know who you are.
It's just toes.
Yeah. I mean, one girl was selling farts in a jar, so.
Now that's stupid.
She made so much money.
I mean, I know. And then I saw the one with putting farts in bags. But I'm like, let's say you're the receiver of said fart, right? are you like, and are you capping it to keep the fart in there?
Because
like,
you have to, because you only get one sniff.
Like, are you letting it marinate?
You would only get one sniff. And really, how do we know she's actually farting in these jars?
Right?
Like, how do we know she's not just giving y'all some blank jars?
Right? Like, how you know? Because, like, do you put a funnel up to your butt? Like, do you put a funnel up to your butt to direct the fart into the jar?
Mm-hmm. But I also heard she had to go to the hospital because she got so constipated because she was eating like so much fiber or something. She was eating something to like help her farts. And she like had to go to the hospital.
You know, I know the people who buy these things don't listen to our podcast. But in the event that you do, I would just be curious to know what you do when you receive that jar slash bag of alleged fart.
Right.
I'm curious.
Me too. Yeah. Because she was putting like rose petals in there too.
But she would put the rose petals first and then fart.
And then fart.
So then it would smell like a rosy fart? That doesn't sound...
That doesn't sound delectable
at all.
None of it does. But she made over $100,000.
Well, yeah. I'm not saying I'm going to do it. But...
He made over $100,000.
I'm not saying you're going to see me making money, but there will be signs.
Yep.
There will be signs.
Yep.
I may not say I'm selling farts, but there will be signs.
Like, I don't even... People are weird. Yeah.
I mean, my friend, she has all these bathing suits, tags on, never worn. She's selling them on Facebook Marketplace. Someone messaged her and said, hey, sell it to me unwashed.
Yeah.
What is wrong? Even though it's probably a spam, it's probably like a scam because you know it's Facebook Marketplace. People be scamming and jamming.
But still.
But also, you got the audacity. No.
Some people request, like the people that sell their panties, some people request the panties being worn
multiple times
during that, or they will like only buy like workout panties, like panties you've worked out in.
That rank panty.
Yep. People are weird.
See, I feel like if we're talking about smell content,
oh yeah,
the fart in the jar is down here. But the workout panty is here. You know what
it's
I mean?
Way
like,
up. Yeah.
Like, it's not comparable. But
you have to, like, vacuum seal them when you, like, sell them because they are, like, looking for a certain, I don't know. I went on a rabbit hole one day about selling panties, and, like, this woman had a whole operation where she, like, vacuum seals them, and she takes requests, and, like, she has, like, packages, like, gold, silver, platinum package.
Oh, I feel like I might have... Was that on TikTok?
Yep.
I feel like I've seen that. Because she was like, I had some guy request that I wear it for like multiple days. Or he requested that he gets my, you know, time of the month panty. And I'm like, time of the month panty?
Nope.
Are you insane?
No.
Are you mad, bruv?
Yeah.
That's,
these are the people that end up on these podcasts anyways, because these are the cuckoo people that end up like killing somebody.
Nah, these are the people who the regular stand out. They're like, hey, Jim, hey, goes in his house.
And then the wife finds out. She's like, I never saw the signs.
But he could just take her panties out the dirty clothes.
He could.
Why are you spending for panties that you got? I mean, look, if that's what you do, if you into that, you know, I'm not even, look, everybody got that. If that's your thing, that's your thing. I'm not shaming you. Go ahead and buy the farts and the drawers. Do it.
Yeah.
And my feet pics when I start selling.
What about the girl selling her bath water? She sold her bath water. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now that's weird. Because what you're doing, you drink.
Salt burn.
That is nasty. That is nasty.
Anyways.
Yeah. I feel like people buy toenail clippings too.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think people buy toenail clippings. That's something I could get on board with. But then are they going to leave it at a crime scene? But you can't get DNA from toenail clippings.
You get it from under them. Yeah.
Because like, is they going to be like, oh, Ashley was over here and she murdered. And I'm like, my toes ain't never been there. I sold my toes.
I can tell you who I sold them to too.
Oh Lord. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Weirdos.
Yeah.
I am judging.
Well, I'm not gonna judge you. Like, do your thing. Because honestly, we probably don't know who they are. We really, they are probably the owners, but CEOs of buildings.
These same people are probably judging us for like liking true crime.
They probably judging us like, oh, teachers complaining about salaries, but they chose the profession.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
I hate that.
I'd be like, tomato, tomato, tomato. I'm throwing tomatoes.
Go away. Go away. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Oh. Okay.
I need some more.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
You already know it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
If we Brooke's already back at work.
Yep. Sure am.
She starts school in like a week.
Tomorrow.
Well, with kids.
With kids. But like I clock in tomorrow, July 31st.
Mm-hmm. I hate that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go back on August 26th.
Wow.
Yes. It's my first day back and everybody's going to be like, well, share one thing you did about in your summer. I had fun.
Yep. But you don't need to know about that.
I had a ball.
You don't need to know nothing else.
I had a ball. Okay?
Yep. Mm. I agree. Anyway.
Show enough. All right. So we're going to get into our Estudiante Estrella. I'm trying to make sure I know how to say this.
I believe in you.
And our Estudiante Estrella today is Lizette 567.
Ooh. Lizette 5678. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Have you seen it on TikTok?
Yeah, I have.
It's my favorite thing.
But then I got on Chinese people doing it, and it that was
crazy.
Yep.
Because they be
yep.
putting beats behind it. They be like, bing, uh-huh. bing, 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 bing. And they be like, I don't even know how to say it. I don't want to say it. Yeah. Brooke would know better than me. But anyway, Lizette 567, her rating is titled Best Podcast Ever. And it's clearly 5 stars.
Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, 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 pew.
Yep.
Even though the gun I shot in Wyoming didn't sound like that. But
no, but you did shoot that thing.
I sure did. I had me a nice little cowboy gun. I was like, pew.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you broke it.
It did.
It fell apart.
It really did. Because I'm just the bomb. I'll be blowing things up. Anyway, Lizette 567 says, I first got into this podcast through my guardian when we started listening to it on car rides. I instantly loved learning everything about the different crimes and all the information you guys put with it. I listen to it at least 4 hours a day at work, and I'm dreading when I have to wait a week to hear a new one. 4 hours a day?
Wow. You binging, girl.
Our episodes are at least an hour. They are at least like 30. Depending on if you get a mini lesson or a lab. But 4 hours of us?
Wow. I don't even like 4 hours of me.
I don't like 4 hours of me.
Mm-mm.
And you do this every day.
Wow. That's you love it. Us.
You really like us, huh? My little sister and I sing all the jingles to each other just randomly. Ah, stop it! We even have a song that combined them all.
Well, we got to hear that.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to send that over. You can send that audio. Little voice note. Send it.
Send that audio.
Because I need that in my life.
We might need to have that.
I'm going to need that. I'm going to need that expeditiously.
Yep.
Expeditiously, Lizette. Expeditiously. Easiest 5 stars I've ever gave. I also appreciate the effort you guys put into being teachers and the relationships you guys develop with the students. If it wasn't for my school counselor, now my guardian. Oh,
I my love heart. That.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Not now my guardian.
See, that's why we do what we do.
Lizette. Oh. I wouldn't be the person I am today without her. Stop.
That's so sweet.
Just stop it right now.
Oh. Because there's been like 2 kids I would take home and like I would like be their guardian.
Yeah, same.
Mm-hmm.
Same. Wow. Lizette 567. Come on. Come on, girl. Yes. But seriously, send us that soon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Email teacherstalkcrimepodcast@gmail.com. Yep. Thank you.
Yep, yep, yep.
But Lizette567, thank you so much for your review. This gold star's for you. Bing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right. We are going to, sorry I keep like fidgeting again, trying to find a skinny angle for you guys, but it just doesn't work. So I'm just winging it at this point.
Girl.
We hoping that these milk jugs will produce milk and help me lose some weight. So,
I mean,
fingers crossed.
I mean, you gotta, if you're not pumping regularly and you're not getting a lot, power pumping is it. Power pumping
is that
will
the,
get that.
Like the 10 minute stop, 10 minutes, 10 minutes.
Yes, because it's mm-hmm. tricking your body like, ooh, I need to make more because like, why is this baby right. doing this? But
yeah,
science.
Yep. And mm-hmm. I got me that walking pad. Ooh.
Ah, yes. Ooh, ah. From Amazon?
So, yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. I got one
too. Be on that because I won't be released from like to go work out for a while, but we can walk.
Okay. Well, they always say that walking, you know, they have those apps that are like, oh, convert your body weight to see how much you need to walk to lose weight. So, walking's a thing. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, anyways,
yeah.
So if you see me fidgeting, it's just because I'm having some body dysmorphia, but that's fine. We're going to get through it. We're going to have a baby and all will be well.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, let's get into it. Sit down. Shut up. The murder is about to begin.
Ahora.
People kill for all kinds of reasons. None of them were ever justified, and some are way more stupid than the next. But today's case is so dumb and so senseless.
Hey.
Sydney Powell brutally murdered her mother, all because she did not want her mom to find out that she had been suspended from her college in Ohio. And before we dive into today's case, I want to say thank you to the listener who suggested this case because it was very interesting, and I enjoyed researching and learning about this case. Sydney, who we will come to learn, brutally beat and stabbed her mother to death after she found out she was being kicked out of college and was ultimately sentenced to life in prison for her actions. At sentencing, 23-year-old Sydney was found guilty for murdering her mother, Brenda Powell. Along with her murder charges, she was also charged with assault and tampering with evidence.
Mm.
She, however, got off light, in my opinion, and was sentenced to 15 years to life in prison. Let's hope that it leans more to the life sentence part, but we shall see. Sydney will be eligible for parole after she serves 15 consecutive years in prison. She will be 38 years old when she is up for her first parole hearing, which, as we know, women in their 30s still have a lot to live. If
sure do.
I mean, come on. Hello. Yeah. But let's pull in Ashley and go back to the when, the where, the why, and the how.
Okay.
Yes.
Ashley style.
Yeah. Let's start by giving some background on Sydney. Sydney Powell was described as a bright student when she was attending St. Vincent St. Mary High School in the Akron, Ohio area. She was both active in soccer and lacrosse while in high school. The school even reported that Sydney had great grades while in high school. I think they said her average GPA was about 3.7, 3.8 GPA.
That's decent.
So very good GPA.
Mm-hmm.
And she was never on any academic probation of any sort at any point in time in high school. When she graduated, she sat down with her parents to select the college that she would be attending. Together as a family, they selected Mount Union because it was a smaller school, which Sydney liked, and she had expressed wanting to be close to home.
Mm.
So Mount Union was actually 48 minutes from her home.
Okay.
So a lot of kids do this. I mean, several kids start out at community colleges if they don't get into bigger colleges or just because they're not ready yet, mm-hmm. maybe. I have several friends that went to our community college and lived at home and saved money. So you could also do that.
That's what I should have done.
But for many reasons. Yeah. Many reasons. I was like, peace out. Get me as far away from this place as possible.
Same.
But to each their own. So Sydney clearly wanted to stay close to home. She got into Mount Union. She was 48 minutes away. Sydney actually won the presidential scholarship, where each year only 161 students are given this award. This scholarship gave the family a tuition break from Mount Union, which we know as parents, we love to see.
That's nice.
It is to be noted. Yeah, of course. Any scholarship is great. Like, even if you get, like, college is expensive.
So expensive.
Even if you just get your books covered, you don't realize how much that actually is.
Because those books is thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars.
And for what? I don't think
And
I
then
ever
for you to sell them back for a fraction of the price.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, foolery. I mean, when you first were talking about this case, I was like, just thinking, I was like, dang, she really, like, killed her mother because she was getting kicked out of college. Not to say this is warranted, but it seems like, you know, she got this scholarship, you know, where everything is, it wasn't everything covered or just, like, a good chunk of it.
A good chunk of it.
So a good chunk of it is covered. I'm not really sure her family's financial situations. Again, does not warrant what she did. Because I was like, dang. But I could see why she's panicked.
Yeah.
But that still, again, doesn't warrant what
not
she did.
Yeah. Be panicked, but like,
don't
still.
Kill your mom.
No. Exactly. So it is to be noted that Sydney started school in September of 2018 and would come home to visit her family on breaks. The family was a very tight-knit family and even used Life 360 even after Sydney went to college to keep in touch with each other.
Same.
Which, not uncommon, because a lot of parents, like I told James, I was like, we Life 360 in Preston. Like, I don't care.
My family is on Life 360.
Yeah.
I'm a grown adult. And my dad will text me like, you're going kind of fast on the expressway. Because it'll have, if I'm driving, it'll have the little car moving. And then it'll have the speed on top. And I'm just like, do you not have anything better to do with your time than to stalk me? If you want me to move back home and live rent free, just say the word. Pull my leg already. Come on. Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's dance. Like, come on.
Yeah. I mean, I share my location with so many people. Like when we had that little scare where we went to the hospital, Hannah texted me. My friend Hannah was like, why are you at the hospital? And I was like, how'd you know I was here? She was like, I have your location. I was like,
I'm crying.
Like,
sometimes you just got to check on your sins before you go to bed.
I do. I check on you. I told James that. I was like, I check on Ashley a lot. I check on Mary.
Well, when I go into our chat, it always says where you are at the top. So if it's ever something different, I'm like,
Where's she at? Yeah, exactly. So, doesn't really say anything, but I guess I threw that in there to say that this family was close. Sydney was their only child. Mm-hmm. They were still happily married. They all used Life 360. So, just giving you that aspect of like how close this family was to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, today's case actually takes place when the world was falling apart and everyone was going crazy. You could probably guess when that time was.
It was my birthday. Just kidding. It was COVID times.
It was definitely COVID. It was actually at the beginning of COVID, the good old March of 2020.
You know, I was just talking to my friend about this yesterday. I was like, I wouldn't mind going into another shutdown.
Another lockdown?
I feel like I was learning the process the last time. I really didn't take advantage of the lockdown as I should have. So I would really like a redo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just
you
not
the
in
one,
summer.
Like baking banana bread and like learning a new instrument.
You know, I just want a redo.
Yeah.
I just want
I'm with
one.
You.
Yeah.
I'm with you. So this month and year held a lot of changes and, you know, changing events for everyone around the world. But for Sydney, her father and her mother, this changed the course of both of their lives. Sydney took a cast iron skillet and hit her mother, Brenda, multiple times. She then took a knife and stabbed her mother nearly 30 times. Now, what is really sinister about this attack isn't just how brutal it was, but the fact that it was heard by the people on the phone with Brenda when the attack was taking place.
She was on the phone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not just any phone call, not with her BFF. Not with work, not with her husband, She was on the phone with school officials from the University of Mount Union.
Oh my gosh. So they were telling her. They were telling her, like, your daughter. Mm-hmm. And then she just came out like, wank.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
It was that serious.
But why? Like, you can get into other colleges. What was it like? College Connection Online. What was that commercial back in like
First
the day?
First of all, don't even get me started, because that was my Remember? Commercial, okay? I'm working for an hourly wage. I went to high school, didn't do great. Still, I gotta get more cash. More education is what I'm looking.
Yes.
Child, don't play with me.
Exactly. But that's my point, is like, why was it that serious?
Sorry, guys.
Yes.
We was glitching, so we had to change
equipment.
Clothes and go.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying, though, is mm-hmm. that you have other options.
100%.
Like, okay, this college didn't work out for you. Reflect on it and go figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah. Maybe she thought that was her only option.
Maybe.
Because, like, you never mentioned financial things yet. So I'm not sure mm-hmm. if this was the only, it seems like this is the only school that she really wanted to go to that also right. offered her this crazy good scholarship. So maybe that's what set her into panic. Like, if I lose here, like, I don't have any other options. But also, that's your mom.
Student loans. Also student loans.
Like, I'm going to be there for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I'm going to be paying them off.
Me
I'm going to be on my deathbed. And they can be like, just sign this last payment for you.
Yep.
Like.
Yep. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even think about them things no more. Because I'm just like, they're just a part of my life. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. So school officials from the University of Mount Union had called Brenda Powell back at like 12:36 p.m. to explain to her what was happening with Sydney.
Mm.
This was not their first attempt to contact a parent of Sydney's, but this was the first time anyone had picked up the phone. To which, that was when they heard screaming and heard the attack that was being taken place on Brenda. The line went dead and the administration knew something was wrong, so they called the home back multiple times until someone picked up the phone. The person who picked up the phone at 12:40 p.m. was someone claiming to be Brenda. According to Gaffney, they knew that this was not Brenda who had answered and knew that it was, in fact, Sydney, to which the male on the phone said, "Sydney, I think this is you. This is not Brenda." The school officials knew something was wrong after they tried calling back two other times, and they then contacted the police. So they call Brenda, she answers, and Sydney attacks her. They hear mm-hmm. the thud, they hear like the sounds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The line goes dead. Mm. They keep calling. Sydney picks up pretending to be Brenda.
Correct.
They're like, no, this is not
But
Brenda.
When they said that, I don't know if you know this, but when they were like, "Sydney, this is you," did she what, just hang up the phone?
She hung up. She did not respond.
Miss ma'am.
Yeah.
Miss ma'am.
Yeah, she didn't respond or anything. She just click, hung up the phone.
Miss ma'am, that is very
yeah,
suspicious.
Guilty.
Very suspicious.
So the school actually called 911.
Mm.
Yeah. So an officer who heard the 911 call then called Sydney's father at 12:51 p.m. to ask him why would police be being sent to your home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is kind of weird. Like, because this is like, you know, a small town. So this officer got the 911 call and was like, "Hey, why are we going to your house? Like, what's mm-hmm. going on?"
So he does live there.
Yeah. The
okay.
Dad, uh-huh. So the officer called dad and was like, "Hey, what's up? We're going to your house, blah, blah." He was like, "Oh, I'm going to go to my house too. Like, this mm-hmm. is kind of, this is weird." Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is very weird. And that is when her father informed Sydney. So police call Sydney's dad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, "Hey, we're on the way to your house. This is really weird." He hangs up. He calls Sydney.
Mm.
Dad calls Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, the police are on the way. And this, in theory, gave Sydney time that she needed to stage the scene.
Correct.
And tell her dad the same break-in story that she would later tell police. Mm-hmm. So had her dad not warned her, which he didn't know, like, mm-hmm. you know, he's like...
making sure she's thinking, safe, probably.
Right. He's thinking, mm-hmm. my wife and kid are at home. Why are the police going to my house? This is weird. So what he didn't realize was he kind of gave her that little window of time to set up this story. Mm-hmm. Because had he not done that, mm-hmm. I don't know what she would have done.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that she didn't think somebody was coming after she literally
right.
killed her mom on the phone with the admin. They had called back talking about, Sydney, I know this. She hung up the phone. You thought she was just going to... they were just going to yeah. leave it alone, girl? Like, did you...
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So when police arrived at the 1900 block of Scooter Drive for the welfare check around 1 p.m., they knew something was off. Sydney, who was there, collapsed at the end of the family's driveway with her eyes rolled backwards in her head, clawing at the asphalt to the point where her fingers were bleeding. Police officers went into the home and noticed that Sydney, or someone, had attempted to make the scene look as though someone had attempted to break into the home, and it had gone very badly. Sydney had allegedly broken a window and told the officers that an intruder had come into their home and committed this horrible attack while her mother was yelling at her to flee the scene and run from the intruder. They also found 50-year-old Brenda lying on her bedroom floor next to a skillet and steak knife, covered in blood, with critical, life-threatening injuries to her body. She was not dead on scene, but she would later be pronounced dead at the local hospital, the Cleveland Clinic Akron General, according to WKYC.
Wow.
So I don't know if... I don't know the point of rubbing my fingernails on the asphalt until they bleed. I don't know if she's trying to like
so
set in motion.
So when she got there, when they got there, she was laying, clawing
in the driveway.
The asphalt.
Yeah, with her eyes like rolling back in her head.
So like,
So I'm thinking she's like already setting the tone for like, if I go down for this, I can plea insanity because this is how they found me.
I mean, I see that. I just don't understand.
No, I don't either.
I don't, like, is she trying to play it off like she had a psychotic break because she saw her mother get murdered and now she's lost it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, because
there's a psychotic break card she's playing regardless.
I just feel like if you were to have a psychotic break, it would not be, like, clawing and... like, because it sounds like to me, I picture her like being like, not just like, because what are you just gently clawing away? I mean, your fingernails is bleeding, girl. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if that was your angle and you were trying to sell it, like you would just be in like a catatonic state.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would have been better if they found you sitting at the end of that driveway in like a fetal position, just staring off into
motionless.
The distance. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then being like, hey, Sydney. And she
and
just
not
respond. You know what I'm saying? But that looked weird. That looks weird.
That looks staged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
She was trying too hard.
It really was. I guess like, that's not what a mental break looks like.
I mean, it could it? 100%.
It could.
It just seems like, with that, like, because then you could be like, oh, maybe I like was trying to claw him away. But then why are your eyes rolling to the back of your head? You know what I mean? Like, why are you, like, if you were actively trying to get him away from your mother and that was the act that you're now doing outside in the front, why are your eyes rolling to the back of your head?
I see that.
Like, it's just not.
Making, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just trying to make it make sense. It's not really.
Right.
Making much sense to me, but I'm attempting to get in her brain to try and uncover this.
Right. I agree.
Because
it doesn't make,
Yeah.
Why would you do this?
Mm-hmm.
So Sydney was arrested instantly after she was released from the hospital because clearly they had to take her for evaluations because upon the arrival, they're like, okay, maybe this was a break-in. We need to get her checked out.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as she was released from the hospital, it was apparent who had attacked her mother, Brenda, as there were audio witnesses to give this statement.
Mm-hmm.
She was then taken to the Summit County Jail. The statement given that led to Sydney's arrest was given by the Associate Dean of Students,
Michelle Gaffney, who said the following, quote, "The phone cut off at some point after, I would say somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 or 7 of those thudding, those sort of thud sounds, and the screaming had continued."
Mm.
So, like, again, they were hearing her hit her mother with the fry. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
And screaming.
Mm.
Charges against Sydney didn't take long, and she was charged with murder, assault, and tampering with evidence. The teen, 19 years old at the time, was released on bond after her arraignment and entering a plea of not guilty. Her bond was granted for $25,000 with maximum pretrial supervision and a mental health evaluation with weekly in-person check-ins.
Okay.
Which, we've talked about this, bonds need to have more stipulations. Like, recently we did the Trinity Poe case where she has on the ankle monitor, but there was no restrictions of where she could go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she can just bebop anywhere.
Yeah.
So
the ankle monitor is just so she doesn't leave the state, but she is free to go as she pleases.
Well, and then with Sydney's, hers, she had to have supervision up to trial. So she cannot be left alone. She had to have a mental health evaluation done by a professional. And they were checking on her, like a court, a person from the judicial system was checking on her in person weekly.
Got you.
Which I agree with.
Yeah.
The prosecution's lead argument in this case was that Sydney had killed her mom out of fear that she would find out she had been suspended from college, the University of Mount Union. At the time, 19-year-old Sydney had poor grades consistently, failing 3 out of her 4 classes in 2019 before winter break.
I wonder why, because she was like a good kid in school.
Yeah. I mean, and it happens. Like, we see college kids go through this all the time because it's, you've been under the supervision of your parents and high school teachers, you know, you do get a little bit more grace, whereas college professors are like, here's the syllabus, know when we're having a test and just deal with it.
Yeah.
And some people can hack it. Some people struggle until they figure out their routine.
And then she might have been partying. I mean, I don't know what her life was, but I know I partied. Been.
Yeah.
But I also went to class.
Me too. And I did 8 a.m. classes because I liked having my stuff done by lunchtime.
Oh, see, I did like 1 or 2 of those, but I was always late.
But we also had like, granted, I'm a very self-motivated academic person, so I would have never let myself fail. But I was in a sorority and we had standards that we had to meet. And if your GPA dropped below, like you went up for vote against the chapter and had to defend yourself, and like we could kick you out.
That's crazy.
So you were held to that standard.
I mean, they should do that now in school.
And we had to log a certain amount of library hours. Like we had to go to the library and study, and like it held you accountable.
I don't like that part because I don't necessarily like studying in the library.
Yeah.
It makes me uncomfortable.
I loved it. I liked it.
I'm more of a solo studier, headphones, just in my own zone.
But I like the cubicles. Like you can get in the cubicles.
I don't know. Maybe like I'd be more of like a public, like a coffee shop studier.
Oh no, there'd be too much to look at.
Now I got my noise canceling headphones.
Do that. Yeah. So the prosecution's lead argument is that she basically killed her mom because she had been suspended from college and she did not want her mom to find out. She had failed 3 out of her 4 classes before winter break. But she had kept this a secret from her parents, which is easier to do in college than K-12 schools. I mean, that's just a given.
Yeah.
And according to the vice president of marketing at Mount Union, Sydney was enrolled from August 2018 to December 2019, where she received written notice of her expulsion. Now, with this letter, the expulsion students can appeal. They can go up. They can kind of do what I just said with my sorority. You can kind of argue your case.
Yeah.
But they are not permitted back into the dorms to live if they are currently suspended pending their appeal.
Got you. So even if she did that route, she wouldn't be able to stay where she was staying. She would have to go in the dorm.
Right. She can't live on campus. However, Sydney did return to the dorms where she continued to live with her best friend who also did not know about Sydney being suspended.
So she didn't tell anybody. She was a secret squirrel.
But I'm sorry, but if I'm your roommate and I see your ins and outs daily and you're not going, like, you're not going to class, you're not going to study.
I mean, we don't know what she was doing. We don't know if she was in that crib. Right. Maybe she was like going to class and she was going somewhere in that class.
Yeah.
You know?
She could have been.
Mm-hmm.
To keep up the illusion.
Yeah.
But this isn't unusual because parents aren't as actively involved in their kids' college studies because your hopes as a parent is when you send your kid off to college, they are responsible enough to make good decisions and start becoming an adult.
Mm-hmm.
That is the goal.
Yeah.
Now, Mount Union did have an online app that parents could use to keep up with their child's progress.
Oh, I like that.
But the parents, Brenda and her father, admitted that they didn't really use it because they just trusted Sydney. And they didn't want to invade her privacy.
Mm.
And again, she had no bad track record of bad grades or bad behavior.
Correct.
So why would they not trust her?
Yeah. That's crazy.
But her parents did have some questions because when her dad tried to log into the portal to pay Sydney's tuition, because she only got like half tuition paid and then her family had to pay the rest. Mm-hmm, so she got a big chunk covered, but they did have to pay something. So her dad tried to log into the portal to pay Sydney's tuition,
mm-hmm,
and it denied him access, which led him to question Sydney, who of course lied to him about there being a glitch in the app.
Mm.
And parents are technologically challenged. He probably is like, oh, the app's down for everybody, or oh, I forgot my password, mm-hmm, or oh, you know, I did something wrong.
Yeah.
And that, he says now, like, that should have been a sign, but mm-hmm, at the time, you're not thinking that.
You're not. And like you said, like, she was a good student in school prior, mm-hmm, so they had no reason to believe that she wasn't doing well because,
mm-hmm,
as history, yeah, shows, she didn't have a problem in that department.
Correct. Now, we know people who fail out of college all the time, or at least fail one class in college, but to fail out and plan to keep up this lie is wild because in January, after meeting face-to-face with the dean and telling her she had, like, so she got the letter in December that she had failed out. She was suspended and she was going to appeal.
Mm.
So she was pending the appeal.
Yes.
She was not allowed to live in the dorms. So she comes back from winter break. She continues to still live in the dorms, even though they have told her you cannot live in these dorms.
How?
And she's, I don't know. I mean, how hard is it to really get in a dorm? You can just stand outside and wait for somebody with a key.
I mean, and it's a small college, so they probably don't have like, yeah, big security like that.
Correct. Yeah.
And she's probably like, oh, telling her roommate, like, oh, I forgot my key.
I lost my key. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in January, she officially meets with the dean face to face. And she tells the dean that she told her parents everything that was going on and that she did receive the letter and was hoping that they could work things out. And then she told her roommate she was going to be leaving for a little while to clear her head for a bit. Okay. So she's now lied to the dean. She told the dean, my parents know everything. We're hoping we can work this out. I do want to appeal this. Like, mm-hmm, I want to make it right, mm-hmm, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
She then tells her roommate, I'm under a lot of stress. I just need some time. I'm overwhelmed. I'm just going to be taking a little break. Mm. I'm going to be leaving for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Not I got kicked out and I have to move out because I have nowhere to live.
Yeah, but
this is my decision.
BRB.
Mm-hmm.
See, yeah, you later.
Now, all of this is happening and her parents, still thinking Sydney was going to class like a normal student, had no idea that their daughter was now paying cash to stay in hotels to keep up this elaborate lie.
Where's she getting this cash from?
That wasn't even my question. You have Life 360. Are you not concerned that your daughter's at the Holiday Inn?
Again, maybe they're not looking because I can probably count,
mm-hmm,
the times that I use Life 360 and everybody's in there. Like, if I'm going to call my sister, like, I usually look to see, like, oh, is she at work? Is she, right, at home? Like, my friends, I'm like, oh, I want to make sure, because, like, my other friend works at a hospital. So I'm like, all right, I'm making sure she's not at the hospital. You know what I mean? It's,
right,
like, it's like that type of situation. But I'm not like, oh, where are all my friends?
That's true.
So maybe, again, they wanted to give her that freedom. And again, they had nothing to worry about where they were concerned. It was just like, oh, true, she's at school. Like, I don't have to look at her location. You know what I mean?
Well, and she booked hotels like near campus and stuff.
Of course she
and
did.
And I'm sure,
yeah,
she's not just like sitting at the hotel all day. So like, if she woke up really early and went on campus and like at lunch, her parents checked her location and she's on campus, they're not going to then check it again. Like, you know what I mean?
You can like, also see in Life 360 where you've been in the past too. Like, it'll be like, oh, you took this drive from this time to this time and stuff like that. So you can see all that. But I don't know if it's evolved since I've had it, like, because it's now 2024. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure about that, but that is in there as well. But
so you don't know how it was in 2020.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. I think I had it then. Because we had it when my sister was a flight attendant. I think she was still a flight attendant then. I think. So I don't really remember. I don't recall. But I just don't think they had anything to worry about the where they had to like look. And it's not like she was like, oh, I'm going to a party. Because even to this day, like if I'm like, I'm going out, my mom will check my location to make sure I'm home. Like at the end of the night, she's like, I can't go to sleep unless I know you're asleep. If I know you're not home safe. So she be lurking.
Yeah.
She lurks.
Yeah, I think that was just kind of like what I had a question about is like, how was she able to lie for over 2 months? Mm-hmm.
And also, what hotels are you staying at? Because they're expensive.
They are expensive.
And also, where are you getting this cash? Because it doesn't seem like you're working.
I said this, hotels are expensive. Unless you're staying at a Roach Motel. Which
you're never going to catch my body in.
Ugh. Mm-mm. Okay.
I would sleep in my car over being with some bugs.
Yeah. Well, so this is just really disturbing because in the end, Sydney did think her only option was to kill her mom, which is crazy because I actually know somebody who didn't kill her parents, Okay. So very wealthy family from my hometown. And the dad basically had older sons and then like late in life had this like oops, you know.
Yeah.
And that son was actually my age. But I was anyways, very wealthy family. He got into the University of Alabama, failed out, kept all the letters that they kept trying to send his dad, and his dad kept sending him checks to the University of Alabama. But somehow he had convinced his dad that he didn't know the amount, so he would like leave it everything. Like he would just send a blank check. He kept funding his like life in Alabama without ever being enrolled.
Because if you think about it, Sydney's dad said the thing. She was like, "It's glitching." So maybe he did the same thing and gave her a check, and that's what she was using because it was cash.
Think about that.
That
could have been one of her lies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because
I was like, that money? You're doing it at night, it's at least one something. At least.
Yeah.
Unless like you're in a Roach Motel, but I don't care how bad I got to slum it. I'm never slumming it that bad. I'm sorry. I can't.
Ugh.
I don't.
Ugh.
Mm-mm.
Gross.
So at least 100 a night, depending on how much was left over from tuition, her dad could have written a check. But did he leave?
She could have also been staying with friends too.
That's true. But she was, would she use as an excuse? Because she's lying to everybody. I'm taking a break.
Yeah, that's true.
And where are her friends? Because I'm assuming they all into college.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Mm-mm.
So we know the prosecution's argument was Sydney didn't want her mom to find out. So she felt the only way to get rid of the problem was to kill her. The defense, however, had a different approach to what happened that day with both Brenda and Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
The defense said that Sydney had been suffering from schizophrenia and she was unable to know the difference between right or wrong in the moment. Sydney even claims to only have flashes of that day and that she was hearing voices, crying, and feeling the need to get away. She said she remembers sitting on the couch next to her mother. She remembers crying and then having an urge to get away. So she walked up and down the basement steps. She also remembers voices saying things like, loser, worthless, and kill yourself. She then says she knows nothing else except that she woke up in the hospital. And her attorney also made a note of how officers had found Sydney that day, saying that it was a clear indication that she was in complete shock in a chaotic state and how she wouldn't even respond to audio stimulus. So the defense is like, she's schizophrenic. She had a psychotic break. She doesn't remember anything about the day.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a medical professional. But yeah. Does it sound like malarkey to me? Yes.
Because you had perfect grades in high school. You were athletic in high school. You were popular in high school. And this is only 6 months post-graduation?
But when does schizophrenia show in, like, girls? Because, uh-huh. like, what I was know gonna say. Some, they say, like, 20s? Like,
20s.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's for schizophrenia or for something, or bipolar or something, but I feel like it's something around there because she was, correct me, what was her age again?
19.
So I don't know if, it's not clearly like, oh, you're 20, here are the signs. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm. I don't know. But this raises questions for me as someone who tries to put themselves on the jury. So like, I try to picture myself as a jury member and I think of the phone call and I think of this is a normal day for you. You're sitting with your mom and then this phone call triggers you so much that it puts you into a murderous response that you claim you don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather call it, if it was my defense, I would have preferred if I'm sitting on the jury that you called it a heat of passion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Sydney needs to admit what she did, but your defense can be heat of passion where people do lose control in those moments, and it happens. We see cases like that all the time.
And it makes sense, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm with her keeping up that rouge for so long, and then finally, I mean, I don't know how she figured out the people were on the phone. Like, did she see the caller ID? I don't really know what that was looking like, because it doesn't even sound like Brenda got a chance to talk to them at all. Like, they just picked up the phone and heard that, you know, heard what was going on. So I feel like if anything, it would be a crime of passion, like you said, because again, she's keeping up this act for months. She's spending money. She's staying at hotels. She's lying to people. Oh my God, I went to physics today and I learned the Pythagorean theorem. It was wonderful. She's lying to everybody. And then all of a sudden the people call and she just loses her mind, literally. And the only way she sees out of it is to kill her mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, you just...
I don't know.
Yeah.
So again, on the jury, though, if I was on the jury, my question in my head was, if that phone call had not taken place, if that phone call had never occurred, if they had called, let's just say the school called her dad, who wasn't even at the house. So let's say that this call never happened. Would you have still murdered your mother by stabbing her with a steak knife repeatedly and hitting her with a cast iron skillet? Or would y'all be bebop booping on the couch watching TV?
I don't think she would have killed her mom, no.
So then that's,
I feel like that, if her dad would have got the call at work, came home, been like, Cindy, I got a call. I don't know if she would have attempted the both of them, but at that point, you're already outed. He knows.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't know if that would have made a difference for her.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I was reading the defense and stuff, and what shocked me the most about the defense, and to each their own, we don't know how we would handle these situations, but Sydney's family was in full support of Sydney. Like, they were buying it. Like, they were like, okay, yeah, she's schizophrenic. The Powell family asked the judge to consider giving Sydney a lighter sentence because of her mental health situation. Her defense team added, saying, quote, the tone and tenor of these letters that the family has written, I think it is consistent with what the court saw throughout the trial and what the court continues to see here today, that they love and support Sydney no matter what. They added, quote, they will continue to love and support her, and they've been a consistent and constant presence in her life and in the courtroom. That will continue as we move forward. They love and support her, and they're going to take care of whatever she may need. So basically, he's like, look, this is our defense.
Mm-hmm.
She's mentally unwell.
Was she found to be mentally unwell? Or are they just assuming she's mentally unwell?
She had to have a medical evaluation, but that wasn't ever released in anything that I found.
So yeah. She could have been found having a mental illness, but it's not shown anywhere if she did in fact have one.
No.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah. But the defense can say whatever they want. They can be like, oh, we found a doctor in Arkansas that mm-hmm. says she's mentally unwell. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we see it all the time. Yeah. Now, as you know, me and Ashley are huge advocates of mental health and all the things that fall under that umbrella. And you all know this. However, what I am curious about is, one, I don't like how our society throws the word mental health at anyone who is doing something they shouldn't do. And I feel like we see that a lot more now. Just like, at what point is it not mental health? And
that you're just a shitty person.
You're just a shitty person. And you're using mental health, which people truly suffer from, as your excuse to excuse your bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And that I don't agree with. Mm-hmm. So my question is, you know, is that something she was doing? Or I'm curious, are there medical documents prior to the murder that show where Sydney was truly suffering from these mental health mm-hmm. issues? And I don't just mean on the defense side. I would want to see a defense doctor say it mm-hmm. and a prosecution doctor say it mm-hmm. because we don't, I mean, I think there's hush money that goes on in the judicial system. I would hate to say that, but it's easy to always find someone that who's going to fit your side.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's easy to go out and find a doctor that's going to support what you want them to support. Same for the prosecution. It's easy for the prosecution to go out and find a doctor that's going to say, actually, she was saying.
Well, then how do you know, even if they go that right, if they are being honest, right. what happens if they're both exactly. just like, I say what I want you to say, let me give you a little, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. there's a lot that goes you into don't. It.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I would be curious if there was documentation prior to her arrest and prior to all that, if she did have underlying issues of mm-hmm. a mental illness that maybe just didn't get the attention that it needed. But based on what you told me, mm-hmm. no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's crazy is, okay, people that suffer from schizophrenia, it doesn't appear overnight. Mm-hmm. So what I'm curious about is, why didn't her dad talk about anything in her childhood, anything in her adolescence, anything in her teens that could potentially support this idea? Like mm-hmm. there was nothing growing up for 19 years, not one time that you noticed anything
mm-hmm.
unusual about Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. he never said anything like that in court.
Yeah. They were just all, we stand by her.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
yeah. Mm. Yeah. So I think this was a defense that was used to get Sydney a lighter sentence and potentially get her off completely.
Mm-hmm.
I am playing devil's advocate, but I'm also trying to put myself in a jury position and what I would feel if I was hearing this trial.
Yeah.
And what I would want to see or want to know in order to make my decision.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sydney did have a jury trial, which is why I say I would want to put myself in those shoes because mm-hmm. that's the whole point of being on a jury. Yeah. So when Sydney entered into a plea of not guilty by reason of insanity, her defense attorney had a doctor perform an evaluation on Sydney on February 8, 2022. Now you're probably thinking that's a really long time in between the murder and this evaluation. Well, the courts are moving very slowly. COVID slowed everything down.
Mm-hmm.
So she was out on bond. Her evaluation was done 2 years later mm-hmm. in 2022.
Yeah.
However, on September 20th, 2023, 3 years later from the murder, Summit County jurors found Sydney Powell guilty of murder.
Okay.
The jurors convicted Sydney, who was now 23 years old, on two counts of murder. One count means purposely causing death, and the other that involves causing death as a result of felonious assaults.
Mm.
So she was charged with a lot.
Okay.
They also found her guilty of assault and tampering with evidence at the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney Powell left the Summit County courtroom in tears after she was sentenced to 15 years to life in prison, which was the minimum sentencing that she could receive for those charges.
Mm.
So the judge did listen to the defense and he did go light because this is as light as he's allowed to go by the judicial system.
Yeah.
So he gave her the absolute minimum that he could give her. Sydney made it very known when she left the courtroom that she does plan to appeal her conviction. and she's in the process of doing so now. Now, I do want to talk about Brenda Powell, her mom. Brenda Powell was 50 years old when she passed away. She had lived in Akron, Ohio since she was a teen, and she attended the University of Akron. She was married to Sydney's father, Steve Powell, and the two had been married for 20 plus years at the time of her death. She worked at Akron's Children's Hospital as a child life specialist in the childhood cancer. Yep. She worked in the childhood cancer and blood disorders unit for the last 28 years. And her coworkers and many of her patients felt as though they had lost a family member of their own. Jackie Custer, a former patient of Brenda, said, quote, "She was like a second mom to me and the mom at the hospital. She treated us like her own children. She was known as a light and one who was there for her patient's side for the hardest parts of their treatments." Jackie said, quote, "For me and so many others, she helped us patients get through the most difficult times of our lives. And you know, not just the patients, but their families as well. Many of Brenda's patients became part of a support group she held for teens with cancer. She built this around connecting teens with peer support. However, it speaks volumes to her character that many of these teens kept coming to the group even after their cancer treatments." Another patient, Julia, said, quote, she just kind of treated us a little differently. She would just sit with us like we were teenagers because a lot of us were robbed of our childhoods.
Wow.
Brenda will always be known as someone who would go the extra mile to organize events, be there for others, lend a support at their lowest, and be a good wife and a good mother.
I just feel like even if Sydney would have went up to her and said, "Mom, mm-hmm. I'm in some stuff." Based on what I'm hearing, her mom would have been like, "Okay, let's figure it out. What is your plan of attack? What do you want to do next?" You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't know why her mind went to that.
I don't either. Which does make you think, did she have something mentally going on? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying she didn't have something mentally going on. Mm-hmm. I do think something was going on. Would I take it to the extreme as to say it was schizophrenia? No. I'm not discarding a mental illness. I'm just not going to the extreme of schizophrenia. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I would have been perfectly fine with a defense that was heat of passion because we have seen cases like that. People are triggered in the moment and make irresponsible decisions. Mm-hmm. They go to court. They claim heat of passion. They admit their wrongs. And they do still get a light sentence because you've acknowledged you're wrong. You've acknowledged your guilt. You've acknowledged what you've done.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing she didn't testify.
I think she did.
Like, was she ever on the stand?
I know her dad testified. Miss Gaffney, that heard the murder on the phone, testified. Mm-hmm. The dean testified. Mm-hmm. I can't recall if she
Curious because it seems like she's kind of been quiet this whole time and hasn't
Cried. She cried the whole trial.
And cried and said, "Oh, I'm an appeal."
Every picture of her in trial is her crying.
Like, I just feel like we haven't heard her side of things at all, other than the intruder.
But if she does have a side, she can't really tell it because she's claiming that she doesn't remember. So how could she get up on the stand and tell this side?
Correct.
Because then that blows her defense of, "I don't remember."
Correct. Yeah.
So.
That's wild.
Yeah. But that's the case of Sydney Powell.
Wow. Sydney girl.
Yep. Now you really ain't going to college.
And I just wonder, like, what her appeal process, like, how that's going to turn out. Because, like you said, what, 38?
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Yeah. And really all they're going to look for is that you were a good person in prison. Like, she could be out at 38. Get married, buy a house, still have a job. Like,
have a life.
Yeah.
Unlike the one that she took away from her mother.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Mm. Well, you were right. That was just plain stupid. Like, why would you do that?
Mm-hmm.
We're right about that. Mm. Thanks for bringing us that. I have so many more questions than when I went in. I want to talk to her. I have some things to ask you, girl.
Yep.
I need to know some things.
I mean, her mom was like a childhood cancer nurse. Like,
yo,
how can you think that she would be angry with you?
Like, she has one of the hardest jobs.
Yes.
One of the hardest jobs.
So you can't tell me your mom was going to be angry or like hate you or was.
I mean, would she be? I wouldn't say angry. The word I would use is disappointed. I feel like her, you know, 100%. Like, I feel like her mom would be disappointed. But her mom, granted, I don't know the woman. I don't know. But I feel like she would have been understanding. She would be like, I'm so disappointed that you also that you didn't feel comfortable coming to me leading up to this. Like, why did all your grades fail? Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, as your mom, I want you to be able to come to me when you are struggling so we can brainstorm and figure this out together. But you left me in the dark this whole time. So yeah, I feel a little bit of type of way. However, comma, you're still my child. I love you. Mm-hmm. Let's figure out what's next. Do you even want to go to college? Is this something you want? Do you want to go a different route? Like, there's a lot of, you know, I just feel like that's how she would have been. I just don't, that wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
That was uncalled for.
It was. It was. It was very uncalled for. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, my brain is overloaded now. So.
Me too. And I go back to work tomorrow. So.
Yeah, you got to go to bed because it is 10:26 over there, 11:26 over here. So as per usual, the bell don't dismiss you.
We do.
So we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.